Bit by bit, minute by minute, Heartland Theater has built up a sterling reputation around its annual 10-minute play festival, which is currently underway. Artistic director Reese Lovell says 10-minute plays are becoming more and more popular in the theater in general. Heartland's 10-minute play festival began 15 years ago, and at the time, Lovell remembers the plays were required to have a theme that was site-specific and focused on a particular place.
Versus an idea or something more abstract. So that very first year, the place was the front porch.
I remember that.
And in the years since, we've gone to a number of different locations, including the back porch, funeral parlor, attic, and then at a certain point, we started exploring this other idea of abstract ideas like one shoe or 20 years. And it just happens that this year's theme is a little bit of both. It's a graduation party, which isn't necessarily site-specific, but it can be. It's always chosen a year in advance so that we can put the word out to playwrights who want to submit, because the earlier they submit, the quicker we can give them feedback, which we try to do. The problem is it's gotten so big and so popular. We're now getting scripts from all around the world. I think here in the U.S., we've gotten scripts from at least half the states. I want to say 26. So yeah, it takes a long time to prepare for this, because once the scripts start coming in, the committee has to read them. We have a first round of readers, and they read them blind. They have no idea whose play they're reading, so there's no favoritism, no nepotism, anything.
No
like
kind of
that.
Ism.
Right, no isms there that I'm aware of. And then it gets whittled down. I read them along with a couple other people, and we settle on 8 plays.
So it's not just a festival, it is a contest as well.
It is a contest.
It's competitive.
Our playwrights, one of the things that Heartland really takes pride in is fostering these relationships with these writers, both with the 10-Minute Play Festival as well as new plays from the Heartland, which will take place as soon as this closes. We get started on that. In fact, we've already started on that.
Reese, in addition to being a director and an actor, you're also a writer. You've written plays as well. Can you tell us about the challenges of actually writing a 10-minute play?
Sure. Yeah. I think the biggest challenge is that you only have 10 minutes. So from the writer's standpoint, that means there's no time for lengthy exposition. You have to get right to it, cut to the chase, as it were. And you have to flesh those characters out really fast, which is difficult. You know, you don't want to end up with caricatures, which with that shortened format is a trap. It's a hazard. So you do your best to create a compelling story with three-dimensional characters with real depth in the space of 10 minutes. And then the challenges for the actor are much the same. You've got to hit the ground running and let the audience know what makes this character tick right away, because the clock is ticking, literally.
As one of the judges of the 10-Minute Play Festival, what are you looking for?
Not a gimmick. Often writers, this is in my experience, working within this format, they seize upon a certain hook or a gimmick that ends up being all the play is about. Kind of like a joke where everything hangs on the punchline. I'm more interested in pieces that have a little more mystery to them, that don't show everything up front. I'm looking for characters. Incidentally, there's a limit there. Our guidelines stipulate that you can't have more than 4 characters, again, for obvious reasons. You know, if you have a cast
of
thousands, in 10 minutes, pretty much all of those people are going to be spear carriers, and no one is going to have much to say at all. So, 4 characters, 1 location.
So this year, for the 10-Minute Play Festival, you have 8 plays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we almost always do 8, 4 in the first act, 4 in the second.
The plays come from all over the country. You have something called Class Act from Dan Borengasser.
Borengasser, and he holds the distinction of being our most produced playwright.
Ooh.
Of the 10-minute. This is the third time that he has submitted and won.
He's got the knack.
Yeah, we have playwrights coming from New York, Michigan, Chicago, Georgia, New Jersey, Indiana, Texas. And when I say coming from these places, a lot of these playwrights, they're literally coming. They want to see their plays produced, and so they make the track.
So do they just watch it in performance, or do they help workshop it at all?
Well, that's a good question. I encourage the directors. We have four directors for the 10-Minute Play Festival. Each director, this year it's Dave Crostal, Irene Taylor, Rob Fulton, and Rob Good. They each direct two plays. And I encourage them to contact their playwrights and form a relationship. Talk about the plays. Certainly, if you're wanting to make any changes, we try to honor the script as it comes to us. So we really don't take many liberties unless something is absolutely necessary to make the evening work as a whole. Then we'll reach out to the playwright and say, hey, do you mind if we tweak this one little thing to help us out? And in almost all cases, they say, yeah, it's, you know, do what you need to do.
Tell me about the actors who will be performing in the 10-Minute Play Festival.
There are a number of actors who have acted in the festival many times before. Dave Lemon, Gail Hess. I tend to look at the 10-Minute Play Festival as one of our gateway plays. And what I mean by that is, you know, often if someone is interested in working at Heartland, acting on our stage, sometimes our season selection is a little daunting. You know, they feel like that's too much for me. Or it's simply a matter of I can't commit that much time. I'm too busy. I cannot commit to 6 weeks of rehearsal, you know, four or five nights a week doing Three Sisters or something like that. So this is an opportunity for them to ease in, become known, and often a lot of those actors then become regular players on our stage.
Do you often sell out with this? Is this something where people need to get their tickets quickly?
We have sold out with this. Because it's such a large cast, that means your audience is going to be exponentially larger. But we also do an extra weekend. Typically, with our plays, we only do 3 weekends of performances. With the 10-Minute Play Festival, we run the entire month of June. So that gives people three more opportunities to see it.
So for your actors, certainly it's a good way to sort of get their feet wet with just a 10-minute play. But it's also good for audiences as well who maybe have never gone to Heartland Theater to see a production. You know, the 10-Minute Play Festival, that's not a major commitment.
You're absolutely right. And we're always looking for new faces on both sides of the stage. That's something that I say in all of my curtain speeches, you know, that we invite new talent. Certainly, we invite new patrons. We're always looking to broaden our audience, grow our audience. And you're right, not everything that we produce is everyone's cup of tea. And with the 10-minute plays, you get a little sampling. It's sort of like a buffet or a
or a tea pulper, sampler.
A tea sampler. There you go, yeah.
If you don't like what's on stage at that moment, just wait 10 minutes. You'll have something
else.
You
know, that's exactly what Mike Dobbins used to always say. Yeah, if you don't care for this one, just wait another 9-10 minutes and we'll be on to something else. So usually everybody walks away happy they've seen something that they like in the space of that 2 hours.
That's Reese Lovell, Artistic Director of Heartland Theater. The 10-Minute Play Festival is currently underway and runs through June 24th. I'm Laura Kennedy.